Somebody did a celebration of life a couple of weeks ago now. There's another one today. Boy, things are happening, aren't they, in the world? And I looked at this scripture on this bulletin, and it really bothered me. And I thought, you know, as you that have been listening to me for a long time know that I've been talking to you and telling you to be aware of the new translations of the Bible, and that we personally got a letter from this guy that I'm going to talk about today, but I haven't for a long time, this translation, because it adds to and takes away from the Bible, which we found out in the book of Revelations, which we might go there. We'll see how it goes. You're not to add to or take away.
That's right.
And I started reading this, and I thought, well, I don't recognize this. It's in Ephesians 3:20. And this is the TPT translation, which is the Passion translation. Okay, now this translation has gone gung-ho with the youth and with the New Apostolic people. This is their Bible. Yeah. Basically, it's called the Passion Bible. And I did this, how many years ago was that, Mark, that we did teach on this? And we got it 3 years ago, and I got an email from the guy himself saying, you know, to take our YouTube down. Well, it probably wasn't being, you know, talked about as much as it is now, and many people have talked about this since. And I'm just going to say, I'm going to present evidence, and I'm going to present some facts, and again, I research it, and you decide, and research it for yourself, right? Now, in Ephesians 3:20, the translations that we're used to, it says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end." Now that's pretty much glorifying God, right? Well, now this translation, and I thought this was odd being at a funeral or a celebration of life. I thought, why is this scripture in here? And it said, "Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all. For his miraculous power constantly energizes you." Let me say that again. "Infinitely more than your greatest requests, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power consistently energizes you." And I thought, what an odd verse for a funeral or a celebration of life, first of all. And then that got me to thinking about the things that I've taught on before. I'm going to just put a few things together again about Dr. Richard Day. Many of us know about that. I taught this for years, and a lot of his manuscripts, which I'm going to share out of one today. I don't know if you can get these anymore, but I'm going to go into some of this of how the new system, let's call it that so I don't get taken down, the new system is going to reword the Bible. And they're going to make it subtle so that only a few would notice, and the few that notice, he said, won't matter. Well, guess what? We're the few that matter. We noticed. But anyway, we're going to go into some of the things he said. But because Colossians 2:8, we talked last week, "Beware lest any man spoil you or takes you captive, a prisoner or a slave, brings you into bondage." How? Being through philosophy, through the wisdom of this world, through what the world is doing. And according to Richard Day, which was an insider of the merchants of the earth, which we're going to talk about that's in the Bible, all these things are, changing. It tells about the trends that are coming. He talks about all the things in 1969 of the changes that could be made and are happening. And we found out that he said the churches will help us. In these documents, it said the churches will help us. Now that we're looking back, aren't the churches helping? Yeah. They're helping by doing the very things he said, changing the Bibles. So we're supposed to beware because we're going to be taken prisoners by philosophies or our thinking. And if the enemy can get to our Bibles and change the wording on the Bible, he gets to how we think and how we behave, right? And if it's subtle, translation after translation, major keywords are changed, and all of a sudden it changes the meaning of the verse, where it's not really about Jesus anymore, it's about you and your wildest dreams. And the Bible says in Romans 12:2, we are not to be conformed to this world, held prisoner by false teachings. So we must deprogram ourselves from listening to the people that were in the big churches and the big books and the big CDs. What does the Bible really say? Read your Bible and you're going to see it's contradictory to some of these teachings. Why? Because the churches are helping them bring in the new system. So we are not to be conformed. And in Revelations 18:21 through 23, and you can read this on your leisure, but the merchants of the earth, he talks about the merchants of the earth. These are the men, they are the great men of earth, for by their sorceries, in the Greek that means by their pharmakeia and their uses of medicines, were all the nations deceived. If that is not happening now, through their pharmakeia, through their sorceries, were all the nations, not just one nation, it says all the nations. So there's the merchants of the earth. They're the ones that have all the money. And you either serve God or you serve money, the Bible says, right? So these are just some ground scriptures here. But the Passion Translation is increasing, especially in the youth. And I just want to give you a couple facts. You decide. It says, some of the notes that I took, our lives are shaped and our doctrine is formed on God's word. So new thoughts, movements, and revelations, and so-called downloads must be what? Tested. We've got to test everything. And if they're not according to the scripture, the Bible says we are to not embrace them, not just forget about it. We're supposed to expose them. Yeah. We are not to be carried about with every wind of doctrine, every new thing that comes around. That's in Hebrews 13:9. This new work published, and I want you to listen to the name of the publisher. I don't know if it still is, but it was the first publisher, Broad Street Publishing. Broad Street Publishing. Does that say a lot right there? I'm just asking. Broad Street, which claims success in revealing the deepest mysteries of the scripture in the love language of God. The love language of God. They claim, and the author of this, he claims Jesus, Brian Simmons, claims Jesus visited him personally, took him to the Library of Heaven, and received downloads and secrets of the Hebrew language. He said on a TV interview that he's going to go back to heaven, and he's going to be given a brand new chapter being discovered, which is John chapter 22. Critics of this translation have called it the NAR Bible, as it is entirely new, fresh, fiery translation of God's word. In 2015, on a TV show, he claimed that Jesus Christ literally visited him in his room, breathed on him, and commissioned him to write a new translation of the Bible. He gets very upset if you say paraphrase. He said, this is a translation. He felt downloads coming. It was like he felt a chip put inside of him. I got a connection inside of me to hear him better. If the red flags aren't going off on you now, I'm sorry. Simons claims that Jesus showed him a new chapter of the Bible, John 22. It was told about the greatest revival the world is yet to see. And if you know anything about the new apostolic reformation, this is what they are preaching. This is it. He, like some of the other leaders in this new apostolic reformation, denies that they're part of this movement. Yet the core teaching of this new apostolic reformation is the necessity of the present-day governing offices of apostles and prophets, along with their new authoritative revelations. His translation is endorsed by most of the Word of Faith churches. This was a Word of Faith church here where this funeral was. Excuse me, celebration of life. Now, there's nothing wrong with celebrating a life, but when they manipulate you in the music so you can't grieve, that is total demonic, because we should be able to, that's a goodbye. When we say goodbye to people, that's a very special time and everyone grieves differently. So don't force them into how you make them say goodbye. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know, that just hits me in a really hard place because I do funerals sometimes and I tell them, I said, now is your time to say goodbye. It's your time to grieve. And one lady came up to me, and grandma actually, and she said, thank you. She goes, I wasn't even allowed to grieve at my own daughter's funeral. They told me I had to be happy and no negativity here. Well, guess what? Yes, they're in heaven, but you're not. We're not, and there's a loss. And if you love much, you're going to grieve much. Yeah. It's a part of life. But in all these movements, you can't face reality. You have to live in this fear of heaven. You know, it's very sad. His translation is endorsed by all these leaders. His translation shows significant evidence of their doctrines. For these reasons, critics of this translation have dubbed it the NAR, the New Apostolic Bible. Now in Hebrews 1, verse 1, we're going to get into this whole breakdown here, but God who at sundry times and in diverse manners, that means God in the past, spoke in times past unto the fathers by the what? The prophets. Hath in these days, the present days, spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom he also hath made the worlds. And so here, the prophets in the Old Testament, God did speak through them, but now Jesus has died. It's a new covenant. It's a new testament. Now he's shown us who he is. He's shown us through the Bible and the Holy Spirit. The devil hates the Bible and he hates the Holy Spirit. So he wants to change the Bible and rewrite it and to get people away from God. So to get people away from God, what's he going to do? Get your eyes on yourself. It's all about you. It's all about your power, your authority, your words. True. Now in Revelations 22, we're just going to run through a couple of these scriptures here. 22 verse 18, I testify unto you, man, that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Now, the New Apostolic Reformation adds to Scripture. Yeah. And what do they add? The revelations of their new prophets and their new apostles. Yeah. Yeah. They are adding to. And they're saying this is an old book, and now God's speaking through the new apostles. Now, postmodernism subtracts from the Bible. They take away. They doubt the scriptures. So we're not supposed to add to, or we're not supposed to take away. Right. Let the Bible be the Bible through the Holy Spirit, right? In Proverbs 30, 5 through 6 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Verse 6, add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee and you be found a liar. So all these prophets, what is the prophet saying? It's always something new. It's always, you know, God's going to do revival. You got another breakthrough coming. You got this and that. Just change the year. It's the same thing. Here's the carrot. Trust me, I was in that movement. So I want to go through quickly now after I've shared you with you some of those things about this document, and I'm not going to get into a lot of it, but this was a 1969 meeting of pediatricians, and I've talked to you a lot about secret societies. You have to know the merchants of the earth. There's people that control things that are going on. I used to wonder, who makes up the fashions? Who are these people? Who does Hollywood? A lot of the questions that I had got answered as I started studying some of these things, who the merchants of the earth were. But here's a meeting that was, it's a transcript. It's called The New Order of Barbarians, and it was a transcript from three tapes. That's how old this is. And I looked for it today, and I didn't see it. It might still be there, but I used to publish the whole document on some of our sites. But this is a transcript of the new system, let's call it that, that's coming in. And this was recorded in 1969. They were told they couldn't tape it. They couldn't write notes or anything. This Dr. Richard Day spoke of some trends that were coming, and he was telling all the pediatricians at the time, because they were his friends, what to expect. And basically, he was telling them the elimination of private doctors was coming. And the doctors that were really paid well and high were not going to be that way. There was a change coming to medicine. Have we seen a change coming to medicine? And that's what I did. I did a whole message on some of the stuff that he taught. Let's test it. Is it true? It's called, I think it was Days of Disorder. I go more into depth on some of this. Boy, did I get in trouble for that one. But I listened to it today and I thought, Lord, if there's anything in it that I did wrong, I'll repent. It was actually ahead of time, because it talks about our carbon footprint and this is what's coming. They're going to try to do everything. The water wars are coming. All the things that I said in there, I stand by it because I believe that's fact. Even though people didn't want to hear it at the time, a couple years later, it still stands the test of some facts. So this whole thing he talked about, I go back to this a lot, because he talks about medicine, he talks about education, he talks about different things that have happened already. And in 1969, there's no way he could have known this unless he was part of an inside society. So that's kind of the brief. This Dr. Lawrence, he attended this lecture in 1969, and as things started to happen, and most doctors are very smart, and they have a mind that's brilliant. And so he thought, I'm going to make a tape of this stuff, because so many of the things he said are happening, I feel responsible. I was at that meeting, and so that's why these lectures came out. But he was a part of this, and in 1980, whatever it was, he wrote some of these notes. So at the time, Dr. Day was a professor of pediatrics at Mount Sinai Medical School in New York. And then Mr. Dunnigan is the one that brought all this out. His memory was somewhat dimmed by the interview, the years. He is able to provide enough details of the lectures to enable any person to discern the real purposes behind the trends of our time. Part of what he talked about was the elimination of private doctors. Now it's a lot of the private doctors, they're all together. They're corporations, right? And you can do the doctors online. Blending all religions, and this is what I'm going to hit on. Do we see blending of religions? The old religion will have to go, changing the Bible through revisions of key words. And the churches will help us. He talks about food control. He talks about weather control. He talks about falsified scientific research, surveillance, implants, and televisions that watch you while you're watching them. On and on. I've never went through this whole thing because it is a lot to absorb. And some of the things are happening as we speak. But the speaker did not speak in terms of retrospect, but rather predicting changes that would be brought about in the future. He was on the inside, admitting that, indeed, if there was an organized force, a group of men who had enough influence to determine major events involving countries around the world, which the Bible tells us that these are the merchants of the earth. The speaker said that the purpose was to tell us about changes that would be brought about in the next 30 years or so. So this was 69. Now we're in 2022. We've seen these changes. Some of them that he talks about, I would be flagged if I said what was going on with the SEX stuff going on. He predicted all that in education. Here we are. They said, we plan to enter, quote, the 21st century with a running start. Everything's in place and no one can stop us now. And as you can tell, they're going really fast right now. I'm not going to go into a lot of this. His purpose in telling our group about these changes that were to be brought about was to make it easier for us to adapt to these changes. He said that these changes that would be very surprising, in some ways difficult for people to accept, and he hoped that we, his friends, would make the adaptations more easily if we knew beforehand what was coming. one of the first things he talked about, he said, people will have to get used to change. Nothing will be permanent. Have you noticed? Nothing is permanent. Even if you get a phone, it's an updated phone. If the street signs are changing, the corporation, restaurants are changing, there seems to be nothing that's permanent. He said this change would be, you're going to have to get used to change. And he basically said, when you can no longer handle a change, it's basically time for you to leave. You know, he does talk about the demise pill. And if you know that's going, yeah. It's been passed in many states. People will have to get used to the idea of change, so used to change that they'll be expecting change. Nothing will be permanent. So change was to be brought about. Change was to be anticipated and expected with no question asked. Another comment that he made from time to time during the presentation was, and this is what I want you guys to listen to, people are too trusting. People don't ask the right questions. Sometimes being too trusting was equated with being too dumb. And isn't that kind of what's happening? We're told what to do. Yeah. Nobody doubts. Everybody's just like, okay, what next? No one asks the right questions. Well, I would say there are some that do, but they're being silenced, aren't they? And he talks about censorship in here. And this one to the real and the stated goals. I've never forgot this one. He said everything has two purposes. One is the purpose which they make it acceptable to the people. The second and the real purpose which would further the goals of establishing the new system. So whenever they say something, I always go, okay, that's what they want us to think. Now what's the real reason? And lastly, the only part I'm really going to get into is just to confirm this. Blending all religions. He said the old religions will have to go. Another area of discussion in this meeting was religion. This is an avowed atheist speaking. And he said religion is not necessarily bad. A lot of people seem to need religion with its mysteries and rituals, so they will have religion. But the major religions of today have to be changed, because they are not compatible with the changes to come. Now listen to this. The major religions of today have to be changed because they are not compatible with the changes to come. The old religions will have to go, especially Christianity. Then a new religion, you know, I've talked to you about the new Bible. There will be a new religion, yeah. One world Bible. The new religion can be accepted for use all over the world. Remember the new world order? What is it? One government, one religion, one currency. Right. And he talks about cash has to leave, the disappearance of cash. And we're hearing this, aren't we? Yeah. That things are going, well, now how did he know that in 1969? Then a new religion can be accepted for the use all over the world, one world religion. It will incorporate something from all of the old ones. Wow. And why? Why are they going to take everything? Remember they talk about unity and love? It will incorporate something from all of the old ones to make it more easy for people to accept it and feel at home in it. Most people won't be too concerned with religion. They will realize that they don't need it. And then the last couple things I want to say. Changing the Bible through revisions of key words. In order to do this, in order to bring about the one religion, the Bible will be changed. And I just want you to know, it's being changed. It's been being changed through these translations, and I'm sure this isn't the end of it. But these translations are being changed. The Bible will be changed. It will be rewritten to fit the new religion. Gradually, key words will be replaced with new words having various shades of meaning. Then the meaning attached to the new word can be close to the old word. And as time goes on, other shades of meaning of that word can be emphasized. And then gradually, that word replaced with another word. I don't know if I'm making that clear. But the idea is that everything in Scripture need not be rewritten, just key words replaced by other words, like dreaming your wildest dream. And the variability in meaning attached to any word can be used as a tool to change the entire meaning of Scripture and therefore make it acceptable to this new religion. And get this, most people won't know the difference. And isn't that sad that we can say that today, that most people won't even question? Why is that on a bulletin for a funeral? And this was another one. I had to kind of do this in his honor, to be honest with you. And this was another one of the times where he said, and those who notice the difference won't be enough to matter. Then he said, the churches will help us. Then followed one of the most surprising statements of the whole presentation. He said, some of you probably think the churches won't stand for this. And he went on to say, the churches will help us. There was no elaboration on this. It was unclear just what he had in mind. And when he said the churches will help us, this guy was saying, no, they won't. But he said, now we can see the churches are helping. There are a whole new breed of infiltrations going on. And I think that's kind of where we'll end on that. But isn't that something that people are just accepting these translations, and instead of thinking that now we can, you know, really listen to the Bible, we have to be concerned about what translation we're listening to. And people that have phone apps have said they quit doing that because they keep getting updated. The phone apps keep getting updated, the words are changing. But the New Apostolic is not just about religion, it's also about politics. And they're merging.
Very much.
And their rallies are decreeing and declaring. And it's very sad that there's so many Christians that love the Lord that don't see the dots connecting yet. And I just keep praying, some of my friends just don't see it. They just don't see it. And I probably wouldn't have either, but I had to study my way out. Even to preach, I've had to study my way out, take the time and study and research and study and research. Most people won't do that. They're too busy. They're working two jobs, three jobs. Some people I know, they don't have time to study. They're tired. And if they have a new translation given to them at church, they're like, oh, good, this is easy to understand. And so they don't take the time to research it, even though it sounds a little different. Well, that's kind of different. They kind of go, well, if my pastor said it's okay, then it's got to be okay, right? Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee and now be found a liar. Father, we have the fear of the Lord. We know you've given us your word, and we know the devil hates this word. I know he wants to be like the Most High God, even to the point of where he wants to change your words into his words. So I pray for all of us that we'd have wisdom in this hour to discern the churches that are preaching these things, discern the prophets, so-called, and all these other people. And yeah, we are not the broad way. We are the narrow way. And even though people persecute us and turn against us, give us the strength to stand in this hour, because it's not about what they do. It's about what we do. And we want to walk and endure until the end. The Bible says, don't be conformed to this world. And as these churches are being conformed to this world, we know you're not a part of it, and we don't want to be either. So we thank you for boldness in this day, courage to stand strong. Thank you, Father, for people helping us get these words and these messages and YouTubes out, that we share them while we can. In Jesus' name. And everyone said?
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.